Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Victory, the Triumphant Gay Revolution is a nonfiction history and political analysis of the American gay rights movement written by Linda Hirschman, a lawyer, cultural historian, and commentator on public affairs. The book traces the movement from its early fragmented beginnings through the long struggle for legal recognition, public legitimacy, and marriage equality. Rather than presenting gay history as a simple march of progress, Hirschman argues that success came through organized strategy, internal debate, coalition building, and the ability of activists to turn private stigma into public political action. The book situates the gay rights movement alongside other major American social justice campaigns, especially civil rights and women's rights, and emphasizes how it reshaped ideas about family, gender, and citizenship. Its purpose is both explanatory and interpretive to show how a marginalized minority influenced law and culture, while also clarifying the movement's internal tensions and path to victory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a history of the gay rights movement as a major American reform struggle. Hirschman frames the gay rights movement as one of the central modern social justice movements in the United States, not as a separate or peripheral cultural story. This framing matters because it places gay activism in the same historical category as civil rights and women's rights, where political change is driven by organized pressure, legal conflict, and cultural transformation. The book tracks the movement across decades, showing how it emerged from social marginalization, urban migration, and gradual community formation before becoming a national force. By presenting the movement as historically significant rather than merely symbolic, Hirschman explains why its victories changed not only the legal status of gay people, but also broader American assumptions about citizenship, equality, and normal family life. The result is a political history that treats gay rights as part of the core development of modern America, not an exception to it. Secondly, how legal strategy and political organization turned cultural grievance into policy change. A central argument in the book is that the movement succeeded because activists learned how to translate social exclusion into durable political and legal action. Hirschman emphasizes the role of lawyers, advocacy groups, court cases, and carefully chosen campaigns in building momentum over time. The book does not present change as automatic or inevitable. Instead, it shows how activists used institutions, litigation, and public argument to make equality legible within the existing political system. This includes the development of organizations such as Lambda Legal and the use of legal and electoral strategies that could survive backlash. Hirschman's analysis suggests that movements win when they combine moral claims with administrative discipline and long-term planning. That makes the book especially useful as a study of how reform campaigns move from protest to practical governance, and why some demands, especially marriage equality, became more politically effective than broader but less focused goals. Thirdly, internal movement conflict as a source of both weakness and growth. The book gives substantial attention to disagreements within the gay rights movement, showing that internal conflict was not a side issue, but a defining feature of its development. Hirschman discusses tensions between different activist factions, including disputes over tactics, political priorities, and alliances with other movements. She also highlights the contrast between more disciplined, institutionally oriented organizing and more chaotic or improvisational forms of protest. These divisions reveal an important insight: successful movements often have to narrow goals, manage disagreement, and decide when inclusivity strengthens a coalition and when it can dilute focus. Hirschman does not romanticize solidarity. She shows that activists frequently argued over race, feminism, class, and the meaning of liberation itself. This approach makes the book more than a celebratory narrative, because it demonstrates that victory depended on resolving strategic contradictions, not simply on moral consensus. Readers interested in movement politics will find this one of the book's most instructive dimensions. Fourthly, marriage equality as a cultural project, not only a legal one. Although the book covers broader gay liberation, it places special emphasis on marriage equality as a decisive milestone in the movement's evolution. Hirschman treats marriage not merely as a legal benefit, but as a cultural argument about who counts as fully adult, respectable, and family-oriented in American society. In that sense, the campaign for marriage became a test of whether public institutions could recognize same-sex relationships without forcing them into second-class status. The book explains how advocates reframed gay rights in terms that resonated with mainstream ideas about commitment, stability, and family legitimacy, while also challenging the assumption that gender roles must remain rigid. This focus helps explain why marriage equality became such a powerful symbol. It connected personal intimacy to public citizenship. At the same time, Hirschman shows that this emphasis could leave other concerns less visible, which gives the book an analytically balanced perspective on how movements choose symbols that can win broad support. Lastly, The Transformation of American Norms Around Gender, Family and Belonging, Beyond Politics and Law, Hirschman argues that the gay rights movement altered the cultural language Americans use to describe identity and family. One of the book's recurring claims is that the movement helped blur rigid gender lines and broaden the definition of family, changing expectations about domestic life, sexuality, and social legitimacy. This is important because it shows that political victories can have effects far beyond the courtroom or legislature. When a movement succeeds, it can shift everyday assumptions about what kinds of relationships are considered normal and what kinds of lives deserve public respect. Hirschman's account suggests that the movement mattered not only because it secured rights for gay people, but also because it expanded the moral vocabulary of American democracy. The book is especially interested in how visibility, narrative, and public argument reshape culture over time, making this theme essential to understanding the full scope of the work. In conclusion, Victory: The Triumphant Gay Revolution will appeal most to readers interested in LGBTQ history, American political development, social movements, and the relationship between law and culture. It is especially useful for students, activists, and general readers who want to understand not just what the gay rights movement achieved, but how it achieved those results through strategy, conflict, and institutional engagement. The book offers practical insight into coalition building, message discipline, and the long timelines required for social reform, while also providing a strong interpretive framework for thinking about equality as both a legal and cultural project. What distinguishes it from many other books in the field is its insistence on treating gay rights as a major national reform movement with broad historical consequences. Rather than focusing only on personal testimony or only on legal milestones, Hirschman combines history, journalism, and political analysis to explain how a marginalized minority reshaped public life. That combination makes the book informative, argumentative, and distinct within LGBTQ nonfiction. If you would like to support Linda Hirschman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.